Thank you, Sam. We close with our final set of news stories, kicking off again with a story about Norwich City footballers, and sorry to the non-footy fans. A group of Norwich City fans were left stunned when they were treated to a shock visit from some Canary stars. The lucky fans selected by the club were lured to a shop after hours to get a sneak peek at the new Blakely merchandise. But they were in for a shock when some current players and former legends jumped out to surprise them. Darren Huckabee led the fans to a surprise meeting with Ashley Barnes, Jose Cordoba and Amankwa Forson. The players presented the fans with some signed shirts and a bag full of Blakely goodies. Gareth Newman, CEO of Blakely, said, "We're thrilled to be able to organise activities like this with Norwich City. It all contributes to our goal of supporting and engaging with the fans and the local community."
A James Bond lookalike is set to bring his iris photography to Norwich. Steve Wright, who is known for his suave demeanour and sharp style, is embarking on a new venture that he describes as having the allure and intrigue worthy of a 007 adventure. The idea for this unique project was born at the Szeged Music Festival in Budapest, where Mr. Wright discovered a stall offering iris photography. Mr. Wright said, "It was like discovering a hidden treasure straight out of From Russia with Love. Even after over 30 years behind the camera, I'd never seen anything like it. I was immediately hooked." Iris photography is an art form that magnifies and immortalizes the beauty of the human eye, showcasing its intricate, one-of-a-kind patterns. Mr. Wright said, "Think of it as the ultimate for your eyes only moment. Your iris is as unique as a fingerprint, and seeing it captured in stunning detail is unforgettable." Inspired by this discovery, Mr. Wright and his wife Alex decided to make this their side project, and Idolize was born. Mr. Wright said, "It wasn't exactly a license to kill, but mastering iris photography required precision, patience, and plenty of practice." Idolize will be at Bamboo Studio in Norwich on the 14th of December for a one-day event. For £40 per person, visitors can have their irises transformed into pieces of art. And Mr. Wright said, "This isn't just a photo, it's a timeless keepsake, a skyfall of emotion captured in a single image."
A city cancer survivor has marked 10 years since her diagnosis by completing a range of 10 challenges. Throughout 2024, Ur Hackett undertook a series of activities to mark her cancerversary and to raise awareness for the charity she set up after her illness. Named 10 for 10 Challenges, Ur began her trials in January with a cold water dip. During the year, she completed Run Norwich, walked the catwalk for John Lewis, and braved a fire walk over hot coals. Ur, who's 38, is also planning to face her worst fear of holding a snake for the first time in December. The challenges have raised £7,000 so far for Little Lift, set up in 2017, and Ur is now appealing to city locals to help raise the final £3,000 to ensure the charity meets the £10,000 goal by Christmas. Little Lifts already provides 10 NHS hospitals across East Anglia with a chemotherapy box and a radiotherapy box, each filled with supportive gifts for breast cancer patients about to undergo treatment. Currently, only Norfolk hospitals provide the Little Lifts surgery box for people undergoing surgery for breast cancer. The charity is hoping to expand this offering among other hospital partnerships in the region after the 10 for 10 challenge goal has been reached. Anyone who'd like to find out more or donate should head to www.littlelifts.org.uk.
Plans to transform a former US Second World War airbase on the city outskirts into a living memorial and education centre have raised fears about the safety of the road. Green Lizard Wood, between Sproston and Rackheath, could soon be set to transform visitors back in time under plans to build traditional 1940s buildings in the area. However, access to the site has caused a bit of a sticking point, with concerns raised about the speed limit on Salhouse Road and the means for getting to the centre. During the war, planes were launched from the site by the United States Army Air Force Heavy Bomber Brigade, and it was the most easterly and therefore the nearest to Germany of all British wartime airfields. If plans are approved, four Nissen huts could be built in the woodland, which will sit alongside two renovated blast shelters and a renovated water tower already there. 60 memorial trees will be planted as a tribute to the airmen who were based in Rackheath and lost their lives during the Second World War. Two modern log cabin field study classrooms will be built on the site, as well as a large pond and a grass glade. Broadland District Council initially aimed to decide on the plans by the start of August.
A Norfolk food firm specialising in buffet and party food is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Frank Dale Foods, based in Bunwell near Norwich, was founded in 1994 when the Dale family made the switch from farming to food, baking their first quiche from a dozen farm eggs. Three decades later, and the brand now uses 200,000 eggs every year to make 12 million premium quiches for the food service sector, alongside a range of mini sweet and savoury products, from mini scones and cakes to pies and Yorkshire puddings. And now, to mark its 30th anniversary, Frankdale has introduced new branding, moving to 100% recyclable clear plastic and using recycled board. Frankdale Foods actually went into liquidation in 2017 and was bought by the current managing director, Edward Miles, becoming part of Findale Foods.
And we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over, pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Remember that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We know there have been delays recently with the postal service and the recordings have not been arriving in a timely manner. The post office have assured us deliveries are now back to normal. So fingers crossed.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst. The sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard today, what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on the answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget to keep listening for this month's edition of Norwich Citizen Winter 2024. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from us, John and Sarah, it's
goodbye.